T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Talk 1370 studios, you're listening to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
How do you choose a retirement financial planner?
As a fiduciary, Blackburn is required to work in your best interests, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. I'm so glad you're with me this weekend. I want to give you the secret sauce today. I'm a fiduciary, independent financial planner, owner of Capstar Financial. And what we do at Capstar Financial is we help people with retirement assets. And so many of you guys come in right when you're about to retire, and you really have absolutely no clue about how I'm paid, how what commissions look like, what fees look like, how to ask me the right questions. And so I'm going to give you the secret sauce today, because I want you to be informed on how to choose the right professional for you. There are so many really just bad people out there that are not focused on retirement. They're focused on the accumulation of assets, the hot dot in the market, buy and hold relative to the market. Let's go for it. And that's great if you're 30. But you know what? So many of you all that are listening to this show right now are within 10 years of retiring. If you're not, you can turn the volume down a little bit. But I'll tell you, if you're within 10 years of retiring, I want you to pay attention, because I'm going to give you information that you will not hear on any other program. So number one, my phone number is 512-215-9030 if you've got any questions about this topic. And my offer today is I'm going to send you by email, number one, ways the financial professionals get paid, and number two, questions to ask a financial planner. Questions to ask a financial planner. I'll send that to the first five callers at 512-215-9030. You need to have that when you are trying to choose the right financial planner. Now, when you are looking for a financial planner in retirement, it's a very different person than the accumulation phase. Here it is, folks. Number one, when you're looking for someone with a background in retirement, they better know how to time Social Security. They better know how to help you with Social Security, your pensions, your peel of income in retirement. You are replacing a paycheck. When you leave work, you are going to replace a paycheck, and it's not growth at all cost. The other thing that needs to happen is a very structured approach so that you have a house built, basically a financial house of the assets, so you can see how that peel of income happens over 30 years in retirement. We're not going to go back and recreate that asset class. You're going to have to preserve that money for the rest of your life. So if you hit the wrong financial guy or girl, you might lose assets in the market. And then guess what? You're right back to work. And if you want to make sure that you don't lose it in the market, then you've got to talk to somebody that is a fiduciary. So I'm going to tell you the difference. A fiduciary is an investment advisor. They offer the best advice, taking into account the needs of the individual client. They're generally paid a fee quarterly, calculated as a percentage of the assets under advisement. They do not make one single recommendation until they have looked at everything you have and they've done a very thorough discovery of what's going on with you. Okay? This part of this radio show, I cannot stress is how important. It's like going to a doctor and you walk in the door and they immediately start prescribing medicine. That never happens because that's not what they do. You have to go through an exam, blood work, blood pressure, take your temperature, find out how much you weigh, which I hate that part. All those things have to happen before they diagnose you. Well, guess what? If you're going to go see a financial planner with the retirement emphasis, they need to be a fiduciary. They need to treat you like a patient and a doctor relationship. They are consultative. Because the difference is, if you're sitting down with someone and they immediately go into trying to sell you, offer products for sale, range in companies and mutual funds, and everything is commission-based or insurance products like annuities. Let me tell you something, folks. You're going to get sold something that doesn't work as a comprehensive plan because they don't even know who you are. I cannot stress how important this portion is. Many insurance professionals that only have an insurance license and they're selling. You want someone that's going to act as a consultant to you. They offer the best advice and they put their license on the line. That is the number one. You need to ask that question. Are you a fiduciary? That's the first question you ask. If they're not a fiduciary, get out of there. I mean, I'm just that simple. The second question you need to ask is, how do you get paid? Now, if you want this, like I said, what I'm offering today is questions to ask the financial professional. So if you are interested in knowing how to ask the right questions, I've got a list of questions I'll give you to the first five callers that call me at 512-215-9030. I'm not going to go through every question on this show. I don't have enough time. But when we get back, I'm going to go into the ways that a financial professional gets paid. I already talked about the fiduciary standard versus the suitability standard. Now, one thing I will give the brokerage world props for is that they do a suitability. They need to know what your risk tolerance is. So that'll be the question they ask. How do you handle risk? But that's pretty much it, guys. That's it. Then you get sold some stuff. So if you want to make sure that you have a comprehensive plan from start to finish, from the first 5 years of retirement to the next 10 years of retirement, 20 years and beyond, you need to talk to someone that specializes in retirement, that has all licenses, not just a brokerage license or not just an insurance license, and they can do all of it. I personally hold a brokerage license. I hold an insurance producer's license, and I'm a mortgage professional. Because I've recognized that one of the main assets that you have is one of your top debts is your home. That is a big conversation. And because I'm licensed, I can do that. So if you want that list, like I said, you need to call me 512-215-9030. And it's the questions to ask before you hire your financial professional. And remember, some of you are financial wise. And the rest of you are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn.
This is your Retirement Minute with Suzette Blackburn, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that many financial professionals use a cookie cutter approach with your retirement? Think about it. You could be 50 or 60, single or married, planning on working or not, healthy or not. Well, guess what? You get the same plan. Well, not at Capstar Financial. We understand that everyone is unique, and we're going to help you for your dreams like travel, hobbies, spending time with grandkids. But we'll also plan for the unexpected things like storms that hit you, rising cost of healthcare. So go into retirement with your own personalized roadmap. It's what you deserve and a journey that we would like to take with you. Call Capstar Financial for your retirement roadmap today at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Investment advisory services offered by Global Financial Private Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. I am a fiduciary independent financial planner, and I'm talking to you right now about ways to hire a financial professional. I just went through a fiduciary standard versus a suitability standard. And one of the things I'll share with you, I am a fiduciary. I'm also an independent financial planner. So why is that important versus working with a big box brokerage house? They do have fiduciaries at the big box brokerage house, but who are they beholden to? Who's the boss in the relationship? Are you the boss in the relationship? I would think not. Because if they are attached to a firm, the firm tells them what to sell, what to offer, and how to build your portfolio. They're telling you what they will offer you instead of working collaboratively with you. Of all carriers, all asset classes, You need to ask them, are they independent or are they captive? Are they beholden to the firm or do you get to be the boss? In an independent world, you're the boss, folks. You get to call all the shots. And that's what you want. The other thing is you want transparency of fees. Transparency of fees could not be more important in retirement. Right now, many of you listening have large 401ks. And you know what the fees are. You know basically what they're charging you. But let me tell you what you don't know. You have no idea the transaction costs. You don't know if they have 12B1 fees or not. You have absolutely no idea what the market impact costs are. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you right now, you have no idea if all those mutual funds you own, if they're all doing exactly identically the same thing as the other ones. What I find when you walk in my office and I do a Morningstar report on everything you have before I ever make a recommendation is I look and you own Google 10 times because you own 10 mutual funds. You own Apple 10 times. You own Microsoft 10 times. You own ConocoPhillips 10 times. How diversified is that? I mean, really, not really diversified. So in the fiduciary world, you want to make sure, number one, that they're offering best advice to you. They are going to be the best advice, meaning that they're going to know everything about you as a collaborative relationship, just like a doctor and a patient. Okay. The second thing is you want to make sure that you are the boss. They're not beholden to the firm. It's always a good idea to go to an independent financial planner rather than a big box brokerage house and, you know, financial planner. Because that way, they're not going to sell you their proprietary product garbage. They're going to be able to go into the open market and find the best available for you. That's what best practices mean. Okay? The third thing is you want transparency of every single thing you have. If it's a mutual fund, I want to know exactly what's inside that sucker. If it's not, if it's a separately managed account, you can literally see, okay, I own Apple once, I own Microsoft once. How many times do you need to pay a manager to own it? 10 times? Is that really efficient? I don't think so. But that's what I see when people walk in my office. So those are questions that you want to ask your advisor. Now, what the offer is today is I want to send the first five callers questions to ask your financial professional before you hire him or her. So if you'll call me right now, we will send you this. It's so invaluable. It's the secret sauce, folks. It really is. And call my office at 512-215-9030, and I'll get that to you. The first five callers need to call me, okay? Now, the last thing I was going to talk about, what are the ways that financial professionals get paid? How do we get paid in order to give you advice or sell you products? So let's talk about that. Many of you are sitting on a bunch of mutual funds. So mutual funds are sold in general as a commission-based product. Many of you all have, through the big box brokerage house, a swath of mutual funds. It could be 3 or 4, it could be 15. In their effort to diversify, and I can tell you, I will bet dollars to donuts that they're all doing exactly the same thing. But that's a commission-based relationship. The financial professionals may receive a commission for selling financial services, such as insurance, real estate, mutual funds, and the commissions are based on that. Then they have what's called A shares, B shares. Some of them aren't, they don't do anymore, but A and C shares generally. A is the beginning. You pay a commission. It could be up to 5% up front. So you give them $100,000 and you pay $5,000 and then you hold those assets. Now, here's the bad news. Many of you all don't realize that you paid that 5% commission up front, and then you also are paying internal fees to the mutual funds, to the broker as well, or to the firm as well. That can all be peeled out in a fee analysis through Morningstar. It's ugly. Be prepared. It's ugly. But I see that every day in my office. So, you know, those advisors are receiving a commission for selling advice, and they're also getting a fee as well. So that would be more fee-based, commission and fee, okay? A fee-based advisor is someone that's getting a percentage of assets under management, but then other things might have a fee, like they're selling a REIT, They might charge you 7% up front for that and collect 1% per year. So you need to know what you're paying for and how they're making money. A fee-only advisor will charge you a flat hourly rate, an a la carte kind of a rate for his or her services, instead of taking compensation from commissions or investment transactions. Those are rare, but usually you'll pay a fee for that. Now, a lot of independent firms such as myself are fee-based, meaning that I'm going to charge 1% annually for assets under management, and then I'm going to find the best possible investments for you out in the open market. And those open market assets might charge another 40 basis points or 50 basis points or 60 or 70. So all in, you might have 1.75, 1.85, 1.40. Those are more traditional fee-based transactional relationships that do not have a commission. Those are my favorite because you know exactly what you're paying for. You know exactly what you're holding, and you see the positions that are in there and how they're managed. In fact, one of my favorite calls that I've just got through making was calling people with tax harvesting. I'll do tax harvesting next time, but on another show. But tax harvesting allows you to sell things that haven't done so well so you can get the tax write-off. Has nothing to do with returns. It has absolutely nothing to do with your peel of income. It just has to do with being able to sell long-held assets that maybe haven't performed well over time so we can harvest the tax write-offs, okay? You can't do that if there's not transparency. You can't do that in a mutual fund. So these are things that when you're working with a fiduciary independent advisor, you can sit down and really optimize wonderful portfolios. If you want to get this sheet of paper, I've got it in my hand. It's called Questions to Ask a Financial Professional. The first five people calling will get that list. It's 512-215-9030. And call me right now and I'll give this to you. 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn.
This is Your Retirement Minute with Suzette Blackburn, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that one in four people will live to be 90? Think about that. If you plan on retiring between the ages of 62 and 65, that's 25 to 30 years without a paycheck. Is your money going to last that long? At Capstar Financial, our team will organize your money for tax-efficient income and the possibility of a long life. We call it Which Account When, because retirement is more than just the act of retiring. It's knowing which account to grow for later, which account gives you the best tax advantages, and when to take Social Security. So if you haven't had the Which Account When discussion with your financial professional, call us today at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Investment advisory services offered by Global Financial Private Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. I'm a Series 65 financial planner. What does that mean to you? It means that I'm going to act in your best interest. Today's show is all about how you choose a retirement financial planner. I'm going to recap this whole show in this segment, so stay tuned with me because it's so important that you make good decisions when you are retiring. If you're within 10 years of retiring, it's time to start shopping for that person that's going to help you. Many times you want to ask your friends, your family, who do they use? But you also want to do your own research. I'm going to help cut that whole research short by giving you, the first five callers, a list of questions that you want to ask a financial professional when you're hiring them. It's a list that we put together, but we have really honed in because these are things you need to ask. Are you a fiduciary? How do you get paid for services? What licenses, credentials, and other certificates do you have? What types of services do you offer? Do you work for the firm or do you work for me? How do you get paid in the products that are sold? Insurance products, brokerage products, risk assets, non-risk assets. How is that going to work with me paying you? How often do we meet? Okay. So I talked about really three or four things in the last two segments. It's really, if you didn't listen to them, you might want to go back on the website, 1370 AM, and listen to those. But I talked specifically about the difference between a fiduciary financial planner and then just a broker or an insurance guy, okay? Insurance girl. I'm using, you know, gender. It's anybody, just a person, okay? The fiduciary standard is investment advisor. They're going to work collaboratively with you. They must work collaboratively with you. And the first meeting needs to be nothing but discovery of you, your family, your assets, what you have, what your goals are. Have you thought about what you're going to do in retirement? Have you planned for estate planning, long-term care planning, market losses, organizing everything? Long discussions. You need to spend at least an hour to an hour and 15 minutes just talking about you with them. If they don't give you that much time, get out of there. Just don't even stay, because they're not operating as a fiduciary. They're not going to give you the best advice. They've already got a cookie cutter approach. And what's going to happen on the next appointment is a sales pitch. So you need to be sure that they are not offering you products immediately. If you can at all go with an independent advisory firm, that's why I'm independent, because it's in your best interest to do that. I don't have to offer you what someone else told me to sell you. Did you hear that? Really important information. When you meet with me, I'm not going to offer you something that somebody else told me to sell you. Everything will be completely disclosed. The fees, the risk, how it works. You don't sign anything until you understand it. Wow, newsflash. How many of you guys understand your statements right now? No one? How many of you guys right now understand what's inside all your mutual funds? That would be no one also. So what we do at Capstar is we make sure that you really have knowledge and lots of education on the products and the investment choices that you have, that they're going to work for 30 years in retirement. That if we have a major downturn, you know what's going to happen. If we have a long-term care stay, how are we going to peel income differently? Okay. Call my office at 512-215-9030 to get this list. The first five callers. And it's questions to ask financial professionals. It's 512-215-9030. The next thing I talked about was the way that financial professionals get paid. Now, there's an ugly little secret. Again, here's some secret sauce. You don't want to change that dial. Secret sauce, guys. Here it is. When you work with a big box brokerage firm, you know who you are. You're working with that brokerage firm with the marble and big names. You watch the ads on TV. They have what's called proprietary product lines. Proprietary product lines means that if you go to ABC Mutual Fund Company, you're going to get ABC Mutual Funds. Now, if they don't offer you those and they offer you another company's, you want to ask them right off the bat, do you get revenue sharing? Revenue sharing. You want to write that down. Because what revenue sharing means is that person sitting in front of you that's offering that company, do they get an extra kickback, a little under-the-table deal because they use that particular fund or that particular investment or that particular annuity? You need to know those things. And if they are a best practice person, in other words, if they're a fiduciary, they have to, by law, disclose those conflicts of interest, because that's what it is, guys. That's a conflict of interest. So again, call my office, 512-215-9030. Get the questions to ask your professionals, your financial professionals in retirement. Now, how do we get paid? Is it fee only? Is it fee based? Or is it commission only or commission based? If you're working with an insurance professional only, just please get up and leave. Please, please do yourself a favor, because you do not want to put your entire 401k or your entire retirement assets at all in annuities or whatever they're offering in the insurance world. Please, you need to have the diversification of lots of different things. And if they're insurance only, they just simply don't have the background, the credentials. They don't offer what you need. And what you need in retirement, if you're within 10 years of retiring, is retirement help. Someone that's going to help you with Social Security. Someone that's going to help you with your pensions. Someone that's going to help you which account you're going to withdraw from when. What's the tax peel of your investments? Which account when is one of the most valuable things we do in our office. Why? Because I can help you lower your tax bill. I can also do tax harvesting, which no one really does. How do you get paid? What are your licenses and credentials? What services do you offer? Do you work with a firm? Do you work with a team? All those things must be asked. And you'll get that from me if you call me, 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Neither Global Financial Private Capital nor GF Investment Services LLC offers tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Global Financial Private Capital has no affiliation with the news agencies here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Insurance services and products offered through Capstar Financial LLC. Fixed insurances and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claim-paying ability of the issuing company. Any comments regarding safe and secured investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to the fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to security or investment advisory products. Global Financial Private Capital LLC and Capstar Financial LLC are unaffiliated companies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.